morning, Chicago. Welcome to Monday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Well, the search for a new police superintendent has finally ended. Mayor Brandon Johnson has picked Larry Snelling for the role. He's a 30-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department who was born and raised on the South Side. My colleague Sarah Karp is reporting that Snelling is said to be beloved by other police officers. He spent his early years as a patrol officer in Inglewood, and eventually he led that district. Most recently, he's been the chief of counterterrorism with CPD. Johnson says Snelling demonstrates his three C's.
For me, I've made it very clear, being collaborative, competent, and compassionate. Those are the characteristics of leaders that the city of Chicago deserves.
Johnson also says Snelling understands that policing alone can't solve violence and that he must work with other government agencies to make Chicago safer. Johnson is going to formally announce Snelling's appointment later this morning during a press conference at City Hall. So on Friday, I mentioned that the Illinois Supreme Court was planning to issue an opinion on the state's ban on a specific type of semi-automatic firearms, the ones used in hundreds of mass killings across the U.S., including the July 4th shooting in Highland Park last year. Republican State Representative Dan Calkins had filed a lawsuit claiming that the ban violated the state constitution. And on Friday, the state Supreme Court rejected that argument. And in doing so, legislators upheld the ban on the future sale and possession of guns like the AR-15 and large capacity magazines. And now my colleague Mawa Iqbal is reporting on some Democratic state officials who are applauding the court for its ruling. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering says the court's decision was a relief after watching the flurry of state and federal lawsuits challenging the ban.
To have these lawsuits filed immediately afterwards and people basically mocking the terror that we had experienced and the horror that so many others have experienced along with us really was disconcerting.
Rotering says the next step for Congress is to pass a federal ban on assault weapons. In related news, Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law banning firearms advertisements that produce a public safety threat or appeal to children, militants, or others who might use the weapons illegally. On Saturday, Pritzker signed the Firearm Industry Responsibility Act, which makes Illinois the 8th state to approve legislation that rolls back protections for firearms manufacturers or distributors. Chicago Public Health Chief Dr. Allison Arwoody announced on social media Friday night that she's leaving her post as the public health commissioner. The Sun-Times is reporting that Arwoody was fired on Friday without ever getting a chance to meet with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. Now, earlier this year, after the runoff election, Johnson said he would not keep Arwoody if he was elected. But later, in interviews, he did say he planned to sit down with her. But he also stated he was displeased with her role in sending students back to Chicago public schools amid concerns about COVID-19. In Arwoody's Twitter thread, she wrote that she was, quote, especially disappointed not to get a chance to say goodbye to her staff. She also wrote that she hopes the next commissioner is committed to equity. Arwoody was originally appointed and often praised by former Mayor Lori Lightfoot. During her tenure, Arwoody led the city through the COVID-19 pandemic and prioritized racial equity in the public health department. And before we get to the weather, a few quick hits. Two former assistant baseball coaches and the former baseball operations director at Northwestern University are planning to sue the school today. According to a news release from their lawyers, they're alleging that fired baseball coach Jim Foster and other members of Northwestern's athletic office participated in harassment, bullying, and abuse. The lawsuit claims that when the former assistants and directors reported NCAA violations by Coach Foster to Northwestern, it resulted in retaliation that led to the former assistants also being fired. They're planning a news conference for later this morning. And a false report of an active shooter at the United Center cut Lil Durk's concert short on Saturday. The Sun-Times is reporting that the concert was close to the end when fans started running for the exits. A video on social media shows a Chicago police officer arriving on the scene with a rifle. CPD later released a statement saying there was no active shooter. The United Center says it's working with authorities to investigate. And starting tomorrow, public access to the Bean will be limited for several months while Granger Plaza undergoes construction. The Sun-Times is reporting that the city plans to replace pavers, do routine maintenance, and make the plaza more accessible. The construction around the sculpture at Millennium Park is set to run through the spring of 2024. And now for the weather. High temperatures are going up to the mid-70s today, and it's going to be pretty windy and pretty rainy. There's a flood watch in effect from 10 a.m. through this evening. The National Weather Service says flash flooding caused by excessive rain is possible in parts of Cook County, DuPage, Kane, Lake, and McHenry counties. And a beach hazard statement is also in effect from this afternoon through Tuesday evening. High waves and dangerous currents are expected on beaches along Lake Michigan, both in Illinois and Northwest Indiana. The National Weather Service is saying stay out of the water. And that's it for now, but later today, the weekly Argyle Night Market in Uptown is a vibe.
The market is like no other market I've experienced in Chicago. There's Vietnamese lion dancers, Pacific Islander musicians, and youth circus performers. They might have funk, they might have disco, they have dancing, and people are just connecting.
I'll talk to the photographer and curator of a new collection of photos, all taken at the Argyle Night Market. That conversation is coming up at 2 o'clock today. I'm Erin Allen. Thanks for listening to The Rundown. I'll talk to you then.